You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit for episode 51 of the podcast. I'm your host, John Mukiwara, JM, joined as always by my co-host, Chad Peanut.
Hey!
And we are in the second half of the Jaya arc now. That's right, Jaya, not Jawa. I just got done editing episode 50, like, not even 3 minutes ago, and you said Jawa not even five times.
Reading Taw, John.
It's a Y and a W. But things have been heating up in the One Piece world, not just in the manga we're reading. They just announced the complete main cast of season two. And Flash Thompson from the Sam Raimi Spider-Man films as Crocodile.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Even more crazy, he was also Deathstroke in Zack Snyder's Justice League. You know, in that one scene where he was in the costume and did nothing.
Yeah, that was his only scene in that universe.
Yep.
Oh my god, what a shit show that franchise was.
Yep, Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor is talking about how he's going to take down Batman and Superman while Deathstroke just stands there and listens to him. That's it. It's okay, he's moving on to better things. He's moving on to playing the best One Piece villain. Mm-hmm. And he's already starting a promo feud with Jeff Ward, who plays Buggy.
And the actress playing Nico Robin is just as lovely as the character.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard her speak yet, but I heard Joe Manganiello, when he and Jeff Ward were having an on-stage feud over who the better One Piece villain was. I heard that's a commanding voice he has. I mean, it's been a long time since I've heard him as Flash Thompson, even though he was only one scene. But man, I'm excited. I couldn't have imagined a better pick for Crocodile. But I need to hear it in action, and then we won't till 2025.
Nah.
And I don't know if this is good news or not, but Chopper's going to be CG. I wanted a Muppet.
No, let me say, yeah.
Like you could.
Well,
do,
until then, we got the manga.
Yeah, until then, we have the second half of the Jaya arc. So let's finish that off, shall we?
Let's.
All right. If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes or omnibuses handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoyed the read-through. Chapter 228, Mont Blanc Cricket, the last boss of the Monkey Mountain Allied Force.
Hachi's Walk on the Seafloor, final volume. Grand opening, Takayaku 8, an octopus fritter shop on the high seas.
Are you glad that the Hachi's Walk on the Seafloor is over?
Yeah, I'm going to miss is that big dumb guy.
Yeah, and you're especially going to miss it because I don't think you're going to like who the star of the next one is.
Oh, no.
This is your warning. Right here, right now. And don't worry. You may one day see these characters again. But,
okay, it's my turn.
Yep, you begin every episode, so go on.
Well, if it isn't Mashiro, you're still alive? Of course, what are you talking about? Oh, never mind. What were those gunshots at now? I hope the boss is okay. Let's hurry, I'm Roid. And yep, it's those two ape men running in. Boss, are you alright? Da-doom. And they run in to see the Straw Hats talking with the boss. Ah, they've come to kill us all! Eee! I love the Jabba's just running away.
Yeah, that was
and
him yelling.
Usopp's panicking.
What are you doing here? What have you done to the boss?
We're giving this old man medical treatments to go away.
Idiot, they won't listen to reason. They're savages. Come on, let's escape out the window. That's so nice of you. They listen to reason.
Anyway, some time passes.
So you guys live here too? Well, the boss's house is the headquarters of the Monkey Mountain Allied Force.
But we usually sleep on our own ships. After all, the house is kind of small for us.
Oh, you guys are just too big. But then again, maybe to a giant, you're tiny.
How come they're getting along so well? They all have monkey brains.
How did a little guy like you manage to beat this big lug?
Oh, it was easy. You could do it.
Huh?
Really?
Sure.
Luffy, he's coming too.
And then Shoujo kicks Mashira into the distance.
Hey, you're right. He really went flying. Great.
Hey, Diamond Head guy, we want to ask you something.
Sorry I attacked you guys. I thought you were after my gold, as he smokes a cigarette.
What? You have gold? Now he's got that look in her eye. Don't even think about it.
What is it you want to ask me?
We want to go to the island in the sky. How do we get there?
A sky island?
You guys believe that story? And, Usopp's got to pull back Nami. Nami, don't, he's still recovering. You mean it doesn't exist?
Huh. Well, there was one man who said it did. But he went down in history as a liar, and his descendants have been the objects of ridicule ever since.
Luffy's just staring at Usopp. It's not me.
Lone and the Liar, it's an ancient tale.
It's not me. Our names are different.
Yeah, in the anime, he just looks at him again.
You're his descendant, and this is where it all took place?
He was my great, 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 great. Anyway, it's a silly story about a distant ancestor. I probably only have a drop of his blood in me. The Mont Blanc family was driven off and forced to live in shame. Even to this day, we're still ridiculed. But nobody in the family ever held it against him. Why not? Because we know that Noland was no liar.
Huh?
In the book, Noland's last words were,
I know, the mountain of gold must have sunk into the sea.
It shows him grinning like an idiot, but he actually died with tears rolling down his cheeks. The island they reached was undoubtedly Jaya, the same island that he said held the ruins of the city of gold. I don't believe he made it up. Noland theorized that the ancient ruins sank into the sea due to the shifting of the earth's crust. Everyone thought it was set out of desperation in his last effort to redeem himself. He was put to death as everyone laughed at him.
Holy shit.
So, in order to clear the Mont Blanc name, you've been diving down the ocean floor in search of the city of gold? Don't be ridiculous! As he only shouts, he points his pistol at Usopp.
Usopp's face!
Oh god, he's just crying like that. Usopp!
So what if no one was telling the truth? So what if he was a great explorer? None of that matters to me. Cause that fool's blood flows in my veins. Total strangers. Made fun of me all throughout my childhood. You know what that's like? That's how I grew up. Over the last 400 years, in order to restore the family honor, countless Mont Blancs have gone to the sea, and all of them disappeared without trace. I was ashamed of my family, so I left home and became a pirate. So you're a pirate too? I didn't set out to be one. I just wanted to get away from Nolan's curse. Then 10 years ago, my ship happened to land on this island after an adventure.
Ironically, as the one who hated the Mont Blanc family and Nolan the most, I was the only one who landed here. But as I stood on that cliff overlooking this island, which, as the book said, showed no trace of the city of gold, I realized that fate had brought me here. There was no escaping it. Let's settle this once and for all, Nolan. And then he just stands on the cliff as his crew tries to convince him to come back.
Are you crazy?
Look,
boss, this is a family matter. It's none of our business. If you want to stay here and look for gold, do it by yourself.
This is where we part ways as his crew sails off. And then it just shows a montage of Cricket diving for the gold.
It doesn't matter whether I find it or not. I'm not looking for the gold or to clear his name. This is my battle with the man who ruined my life.
Before I die, I intend to set the record straight. And Usopp is just crying to us.
Well, what a man! But how come those monkeys are here? There must be a moving tale about men who risked their lives in the ocean deaths behind it. They're just fans of the story. But fans? For real? 5 or 6 years ago, they heard about me. And came here uninvited, convinced that Loneland's gold was real. Shoujo!
It's the monkey man fighting again. How dare you kick me like that? Prepare to die! Oh, are you trying to pick a fight, Mashira? Don't get me started. The sea around here is deep. When you're diving in the dark, cold water, loneliness is intense. As the two of them just fight, I try to say, they continue to day after day, I defied it and searched all by myself. Then those two stumbled into my life,
and became my self-appointed henchman. To be honest,
those fools saved me. Can you understand?
Sure I can. True comrades can lift a sad man's sad heart. I'm tired of monkey stories. Then don't listen or grit your teeth and bear it.
Like I said, as Luffy pushes us up to the side, I want to go to the island in the sky, mister. Such an impatient lad. Didn't I just tell you that the one who spoke of this island was Nolan the Liar? If you believe his tales, you'll become a laughingstock like me.
Huh? He went to the Skyland Island too?
Well, he didn't say he actually went.
Is that the log of Nolan himself?
That's right. Read this passage, as he tosses the book to Nami.
Whoa, amazing. A log from 400 years ago. The Age of Cayenne, 1120, June 21st, clear skies, saved from the lively town of Vera. We'll follow the log post and sail straight east-northeast.
Got a hold of an unusual item for a merchant today. It's a one-man boat called a Waver, which one rides like a ski. The strange vessel can even sail on windless days by creating its own wind, but there's a knack to operating it that I may have not yet been able to master. The crew are enjoying it now, as Luffy, Usopp, and Chopper read on with look on excitement. How cool, I won one! Keep reading! The power to run this vessel is found only on Sky Islands. I have heard there are many things with special properties up there. Speaking of Sky Islands, a fellow explorer once said to me, a living skyfish, which was amazing to behold. It is a land our ships have never visited. But as a sailor, I wish to is to someday visit the sea in the sky. Mont Blanc Nolan. A sea in the sky? That's just what Rabbit said. Yeah, and according to this, people don't think that the existence of a sky 400 years ago. I said three of them are excited. It really exists. Yeah. Yes. Buzz, are you okay? I'm fine.
Tell me, do you like these people? Why do you ask? These pies are determined to go to Sky Island. Sky Island? But there's only one way to get up there. They'll be killed instantly, boss. That's why I'm asking it'll be up to us to help get them there.
So, and it's SBS Corner.
And stop blowing the bubbles. You usually do the reader first.
Okay. How are you, Mr. Oda? You must really love summer since you like to be naked.
Whoa, hold on. What the fuck? Why would you assume that about a person? But Oda decides to humor them. Yes, I love to walk around in the nude in the summer. I soak in the tub, then go outside naked. Get lots of looks from the girls' softball team as they jog at the riverbank. Yay, it's summer, I call. Are you crazy? I get arrested!
He actually answered that. What kind of editor would actually let that go through? Oh my god. I have a question, Oda-sensei. I understand that. Long ago in Britain, noblemen were dressed as Sir. Is that where you got the Sir in Sir Crocodile?
Sure. Sir. Sure.
On page 184 of volume 24, Usopp is making repairs to the ship. And he hits his middle finger with a hammer. So why is his index finger swollen in the next panel? Orange Natchen.
That's the balloon principle. For example, if you have a long balloon, you squeeze it at one end, the other end suddenly gets bigger. Similarly, when Usopp hit his middle finger, bam, his index finger swelled. Get it? No! That's bullshit!
Well, hopefully we'll deal with a lot less bullshit in...
Chapter 229, Let's Eat.
And the odd for this one is Luffy trying to fish a giant rooster, from the looks of it.
Don't go fishing for cocks. They might bite back. All right, so it's my turn to start next. All right, first, I'm going to tell you all I know about Sky Island. As Luffy, Nami, Usopp, and Chopper are, I guess, like sitting on a tree stump to get a lecture about the Sky Island while Zoro is asleep, and Lord knows where Sanji is, and least of which Robin. This is all hearsay, mind you. It's up to you if you believe it or not.
Okay, I believe it. Well, wait till you hear it.
And then Zoro's just snoring away. More like Roar Nora Snoro.
Sometimes a mysterious phenomenon appears in the seas around here. In the middle of the day, night suddenly falls on one part of the sea.
Yeah, we know. We saw it, right? Yeah, it got dark and then some monsters showed up.
You mean the giants? Their origin's a mystery, too. But let's leave that for now. The sudden night is actually the shadow of a dense mass of clouds.
You mean...
Oh my god, you had to get this page. Yeah. Cumulonimbus clouds.
You mean cumulonimbus clouds? But they can't create total darkness. You're not too smart, mister. When there are a lot of clouds, it's called cloudy night. Yeah, cloudy. Cloudy. Shut up and listen! Imperius Cumulus, the Emperor Cloud. That's what the phenomenon is called. It's a dense mass of clouds high in the sky. There are no air currents or condensation within it. And when it appears, it blacks out the sun. Day suddenly turns into night. According to one theory, the Emperor Cloud has remained unchanged for thousands of years, like a petrified cloud that floats in the sky. A dense cloud formation that doesn't produce rain? That's ridiculous. Eh, believe what you will. I'm only telling you what I've heard. So, it's a mysterious cloud, huh? Correct. It remains unexplained to this day.
Luffy, you're smart.
Wow, the one and only time I think of a character backed him up on that stupid thing he says.
But if a Skyland does exist, that's almost certainly where you'll find it.
Oh, I get it. Okay, let's get on top of that cloud. Hey, Zoro, wake up.
Huh? Is it morning?
Okay, you guys, let's go. Full speed to the clouds. Thanks a lot, mister. How many times do I have to tell you? We don't know how to get there yet.
Now, here's the important part. Note. Oh my god, their face. I just noticed it.
I know.
I just noticed it. Now, here's the important part. Know this. You'll be risking your lives. The knockup stream is deadly, and you'll have to let it carry you to this, up the sky.
So you're saying that it's an ocean current that can throw a ship into the air, right? I get it. We just have to get thrown up into the clouds by an ocean current. And Chopper pictures literally what that is like. But won't it just smash us against the ocean? That's what I heard in Mock Town.
That's usually what happens. The critical thing is timing. It may sound easy enough, but it's a very violent experience. To be hurled aloft by the knockup stream is catastrophic. Normally, it's something to be avoided at all costs.
But why does this ocean current shoot upward? You never even heard of this thing before.
This monstrous oceanic current is mostly based on speculation. No one's been foolish enough to research it themselves.
The theory is this. There's an enormous cavity deep beneath the sea. As cool seawater flows into it, geothermal heat from below creates enormous pressure and steam, resulting in a massive eruption. And sure enough, they have a little diagram showing what it's like in action. This titanic explosion propels the seawater skyward in a torrent. For approximately 1 minute, the sea rises high into the air.
It rises for a whole minute? So where can we find this current?
The current has changed each time, but it happens 5 times a month.
Usopp's mouth is just dangling open inside. Oh, it'll be blown to smithereens.
But it's impossible to truly describe such a majestic natural phenomenon in mere words. But that means that, unless the unpredictable current
erupted right under the drifting cloud mass,
yes, it would all be for nothing. The ship would fling into the sky and come crashing down into the sea, killing everyone aboard. Even if you can imagine to get on top of the Emperor Cloud, you still come crashing down as Sky Pia doesn't exist up there. Who's up?
All right, let's forget Sky Pia. Too bad, Luffy, that's impossible. After all, only a lucky guy would have any chance of making it.
But Luffy,
it will be fine. Let's go.
I remember in the dub, Usopp says, only Mr. Lucky of McLuckington would be able to get up there.
Fine. How can you take things so lightly? Look at the Going Merry. She's a wreck. That current will smash her into kindling.
He's right. That ship would never make it, even if it were brand new. What? Speed, gravity, intensity. The explosion of the water would tear it to pieces. See, he gets it. It's hopeless. But don't worry. Your ship can be reinforced. I'll have Mashira and Shoujo help you. Yeah, leave it to us. We're counting on you. Why'd they have to butt in? Do you understand what this means? We can only stay on this island for one more day. Any longer than that, the log post will lock onto the next island. All right, see, we don't have the time. Hey, mister, I don't know if you can answer this question, but when will the knock-up stream and the Emperor Cloud come together next? In a few days? A few months? Years? Tomorrow at noon. If you're going to try it, be ready. Ah, so we will be in time! What? Well, if you're that afraid, forget it.
You're lying!
Huh?
The coincidence is too incredible. We just met you today. Why are you being so helpful anyway? Besides, hey, Usha. You shut up. You're telling me that the only time we can go to this legendary Sky Island is tomorrow? And you're even willing to fix a ship and help us get us there? This is all way too convenient. What's your game? You're the center of Nolan the Liar. I don't trust you. Pat calling the kettle black.
Yeah, exactly.
And Shallow is shouting throughout all of this. Boss, food's ready. You're in for a treat. This has they come out with Shanti. This guy's amazing. It's so delicious. I told you I'm a first class cook. Time to eat, Nami.
Oh, that extends. That explains where Sanji's been this whole time. And also, Sanji, I would watch out your phrasing, or maybe don't.
And oh, and Sanji's confused about what he just walked into. Come on, put him up. As Usopp put his fist up.
Whenever. The daytime night is spotted in Mashira's territory. The Emperor Cloud appears the next day in the southern sky. Looking at the rotation of the monthly explosions, the knock-up stream is bound to erupt tomorrow, and it will occur just south of here. It's not a certainty, but the odds are good. I'm glad I got to meet you fools. Now let's eat. You can rest here today. Comrades.
Time to eat! Hurry, Usopp! Yeah, hurry up! Chopper, call Robin! Okay.
Looks like this is our one chance. We'll have to go for it. But ultimately, it all depends on luck.
Nami, am I just a pitiful coward?
Yep, an idiot too. But I understand how you feel. Now go apologize.
I'm sorry, Mr. Oh, you're getting snot on me!
And yep, they're all enjoying dinner and a nice ice beer.
It's nighttime now, too.
This is good grog. Eat up, there's a course of mackerel coming. Oh, that's when the monkey man just begins and joking from the looks of it. Get yourself his monkey Tabasco Bob! Oh, Usopp, no. Oh, you long-nosed buffoon! Hey, pretty lady, come sit over here. Hey, keep your paws off Nami, I saw you threatens to kick him. Wow, you can really drink. I'm just getting started. I saw you and the one other monkey man just
Zoro.
Start drinking.
How did you get your own fucking husband's name wrong?
I had an exhausted day, John. Get off of that. But Nami's looking in the books.
Robin! What the hell, man?
Nico Rob.
Robin is the dark hair, Nami's the orange hair. Zoro's the green hair, and Sanji's the one with the cigarette.
Nico Robin is looking through the book. Okay, I think it's the Nolan's logbook. I saw the gold in a skull's right eye.
That
gold? And Nami puts up at that.
That tear-blotted sentence was the last thing Nolan wrote on the day he was executed. After all this time on Jaha, I still don't know what it means. The right eye of the skull? Was that the name of a lost city? Or an omen of death? The remaining blank pages don't offer any explanations. That's why we dive! We see our dreams at the bottom of the sea! That's right! Wookiee! Yahoo! We're gonna fly! We're gonna fly to the sky! Yeah!
Meanwhile, on the off the coast of the Nolan's house, it's getting dark, but I see it, Bellamy. Get ready to land! Dream-seeking fools don't deserve gold bullion. Oh, fuck.
And that's the end of the chapter. No SPS, no nothing. Just Chopper pulling on his eyes.
Yeah, the Straw Hats are in for a nasty surprise in...
Chapter 230, Pursue the South Bird.
Toes.
What? That's not the first thing I thought you'd say. It's just Sanji. Yes. It's just Sanji putting his bare feet up, hanging out with some dogs. Honestly, the life.
Woof, woof. Okay, and I believe it's my turn.
Yep.
May 21st, 1122. Arrived on Jaya.
Thank you.
Nolan! When we got to the island, we heard the strangest cries of a jungle bird and the tolling of a giant bell. The sound that giant bell of pure gold made. Resonated and resonated. I attempt to celebrate the untold riches of the ancient city. As he explains the story, as Zoro drinks a beer, Luffy shoves his face with meat, and his monkey man look on with adoration. Throughout these vast seas, over countless generations, a great civilization blossomed. Those of us whose lives span but a few decades and think we know everything are left speechless. The sound of the bell stopped us in our tracks. Nolan, you sound amazing! Oh, a huge bell of pure gold! You know, I think you actually like Nolan.
Look at this! Whoa, a bell of pure gold! It doesn't look that giant to me. I didn't say that was that bell. This is a bell-shaped ingot. I found three of them on the ocean floor. Then there really is a city of gold! Nah, that doesn't prove anything! A map this small can crop up in any ruins! What's an ingot? What's this? Still, it does prove there was a civilization in this region once. Ingots are created as a weight standard. They're used for trading. And that strange bird that's mentioned in that passage? Hey, Mashira! Right! Well, wow, there's more! That one's big! And this is the last one. Ha! Not much to show for 10 years of diving. Oh, it's beautiful. What is it? A penguin? Bells of pure gold and a bird. I wonder if those were the symbols of ancient Jaya. Can't know for sure. I think it was once part of a statue.
This is a south bird. They're still found on this island. Does it have a strange cry? Yes, just like it's mentioned in the ship's log, as Nami is just gushing over the side of that golden bird. Speaking of the south bird, the ancient and mariners wrote of... And blast! What's wrong? This is bad. You had to go into the jungle. Go south. Huh? What are you saying, mister? Are you crazy? I've got to catch one of these birds. Hurry. Why? How come? Why do we need a bird? Listen carefully. The knock-up stream is located directly south of here. But how will you get there? Can't you just go straight? This is a grand line. Once you're out to sea, there's no way to know your directions. I get it. The log post can guide us to an island. It's no good for finding a patch of water. And our compass won't work here. So how will we know if we're heading south? You'll have to rely on the south bird.
Some animals have an innate sense of direction. Right, I've heard of that, like pigeons and salmon. Hey, Zoro, you're worse than an animal. You should talk! The south bird is the best of them all. No matter whether it's on land or sea, its instincts are always show it the right direction. You've got to get one! You'll never get to Skyline without it! What? Why didn't you tell us this sooner? It's the middle of the night. You expect us just to go off in the jungle now? Quit whining. There's no time. We'll get to work on your ship right now. We should have been partying in the first place. It's a bit late to be saying that now. Now listen, you need to find a south bird before sunrise. Do not fail. And then, yep, this quickly became a fetch quest. They're now in the deep, dark jungle right outside Nolan's house. Yeah, it's pitch dark. And then Usopp's clinging onto Sanji. Don't hang on to me. I'm so full, I can't walk. Let's get this bird quick and get back to drinking. How do we end up out here?
Jeez, why did we have us do this before it got dark? Where's this bird? If I knew that, we wouldn't be wandering around in the jungle. The only clue is its shrill cry. Looks just like that bird of gold. Does a bird that looks like that really exist? And what kind of a real cry? That's your fake. The guy said we knew it when we hear it.
Joe.
Whoa, that is a real cry. That's it. All right, let's get it. We have three nets. We're split up into three teams. Okay, let's smash that bird. Yeah, no, we have to catch that bird. Team 1, Sanji and Usopp and Nami. Don't worry, Nami. Whatever happens, I'll protect you.
What about me, Sanji?
You're on your own. Could be such a wimp.
Let's just find this bird and get out of here.
Let's listen for that cry again.
Joe! Hey, that's it! Joe! Hey, your birdie! Why, you? Joe!
Hey, that's pretty cool, Nami. Where'd you find it? What?
Oh, there's a spider on Nami's back.
That's a spider!
Any spider.
It's a tarantula.
What? It's only a spider. I hate spiders. Throw it away. Drop it. It's probably poisonous. Why? They're falling from the trees. No, I can't stand it. Oh, it's probably a type of tarantula. Don't worry. They won't bite you if you don't scare them. I used to play with the spider war when I was a kid. I'm not into creepy crawlers. No thanks. Me neither. I hate them. Toss it far away. Hurry. Huh? But I guess you guys don't mind all the moths and centipedes over there.
I find it hilarious that Usopp's the cowardly straw hats, and yet he's not afraid of bugs and insects and spiders like that.
That's a nice contrast, actually, yeah.
All right. Team 2, Zoro and Robin. I hear screaming. Ignore it. As Zoro distracts a giant centipede dead with his shiver. Centipede, it's huge. You don't have to kill them, poor things. Don't let to me. It's your own fault for challenging me. Anyway, I still don't trust you. Don't you forget that. But what? That's the path you just came from.
Joe.
That cry. This way. Watch out, it's slippery there. Hey, wait up. This loud spat sound and... Whoa!
Is that the cry of the South Bird, or is that Donald Trump while he's having a nightmare wanting to debate Joe Biden again?
Joe.
Yep. Sorry. The election is over by the time you guys are hearing this, so that doesn't matter anymore. Team 3, Luffy and Chopper.
I got it! Look, Chopper and Alice Beetle! Alice? Yeah, the Alice and the Hercules are treasured all over the world. They are? Are they as valuable as the One Piece? That's a tough one. Hey, Luffy, there's something here, too. It's a stag beetle. Catch it.
Joe.
No, it's flying away. Just catch it. Don't let it get away. What a huge spider. It's in the way. Kick it.
And then, that would not have kicked that, because guess what that was?
That's a beehive run. Wow.
And then, yep, Luffy and Chopper got stung like crazy. Huh?
What's going on in this jungle? I see a chase away from the hornets. Luffy, look out! Bird? It's the bird! He's the one that dropped the beehive!
Joe!
Huh?
I think he's laughing.
What? Did it say something?
Joe, whoever invades this jungle will die.
Well, that's a Chopper translating for him.
Whoever invades this jungle will die. And back with the monkey men. Hey, don't make us mad. It's not nice shoving in the middle of the night demanding gold. Ooh, beat it. You're his bodyguards, eh? I remember a pirate named Cricket. I heard the sad story of the Mount Blanc family in town. I was moved to tears. And it's spelled on me. It's so much more rewarding to steal someone's treasure when they've suffered a lot to get in the first place. Want to know what people call me? The hyena!
And that's the end of that chapter.
And it's another SBS corner. So you want me to read it this time?
Yes, that actually is my turn this time.
Hello. Pleased to meet you, Oda Sensei. Hello. You know, Nami uses the tornado tempo
feature of her climate baton a lot. What does tempo mean? Please tell me. Traveler, 15 years old.
Tempo means weather in Italian. Tempo. I like the way it sounds.
Mr. 3 has devil fruit power, so how come in volume 19, page 185, panel 3, he's floating on the water?
I got a lot of inquiries about this one. There were lots of guesses too, however you're all wrong. There's a good reason for this. It just happens to be a big piece of floating wood on Mr. 3's body. Mr. Wood was floating on top of it. Anyway, on average, the buoyancy of a human is about 3 splays. A sumo wrestler is about 5 splays. But that huge piece of wood was especially magnificent and had a record buoyancy of 13 splays. That's according to the
Lotus stretching.
I was going to say, Voda, you were so full of fucking shit.
Hello, Oda-sensei. I've come right to the point. Did you get the name Bellamy the Hyena from the English pirate Samuel Black Sam Bellamy?
That's right. Bellamy was notorious and very talkative pirate, but maybe he was more like a lion than a hyena because he loved an audience.
And to you, the audience, we'll continue this this episode in...
Oh, nice segue.
Thank you. Chapter 231, Bellamy the Hyena.
And Chop is at the rodeo, riding this big old bull.
And it's headed right for us. Turn the page so he doesn't hit us. And it's even number, so it's my turn. Ah, no! As they're dodging these giant praying mantis. Here they come, duck! And they slice at them, but they expertly dodge. And these giant praying mantises are so huge, they cut down the trees.
Ching-ching-ching!
That was hardly a dialogue or anything, so you want me to get the next two pages?
Yeah, go ahead.
A giant praying mantis! This is too much! What kind of jungle is this? Ah, the net!
Joel! Oh, that fucking smirk-ass bird.
It's that bird! What? The south bird is giving orders to the bugs! But why would a bird give orders to the bugs?
Joel! Now there's more than one of them.
I hear it! Where's it coming from?
Hold it. I hear something else. And then there's what seems like boulders rolling towards them.
What's that? Rock is coming this way. Are they dung balls from a dung beetle? No, they're insects.
Ladybugs? They're huge. Oh, yep. It's an avalanche of giant ladybugs. There's no end to this. Now an army of grasshoppers is attacking us. Out of my way, Asuro fights the grasshoppers. You think you'll beat me, huh? I heard a bird just now.
I think he's just bonking him on the head. I remember from the anime, he's just repeatedly bonking on his head while he's yelling at him.
And back with Sanji, Usopp, and Nami, they're being attacked by a giant slug.
A slug! Get some salt! Salt!
Sanji, do a somersault kick! Right! Are you nuts?
Joe!
And back with Luffy and Chopper, they're still running for bees.
I can't stand one of the way! Bring it on! Better not, Luffy. Hornets have a nasty sting.
Can't confirm. I've been stung by one. They're horrible.
Fireflies. Ooh, pretty. No, cockroaches.
As I say, what, pigs? As I'm attacked by pigs now.
And it's back with Bellamy and the monkey fighting alliance.
Look at this. It's beautiful.
Oh, Bellamy's got his hand on the south bird statue. And Cricket's already bleeding.
Ah, you're not worthy to touch that.
Worthy? Asked Sarkis.
Does this make us worthy?
Ah. And as he throws a knife towards Cricket, but then Mashura blocks it.
Big Chop! Okay!
The fool.
Mashura!
We're stronger than you guys. That makes us worthy of your treasure.
Stand aside, boss. Have it, Sonar! As he uses his Sonar attack again. Who are you? Wait, Sarkis, I'll fix that ape. Not that again. The power of the boing boing fruit. Oh, as Bellamy's... Oh, his legs turn into springs. Run, Shoujo! Spring snipe! As he jumps towards him.
Why did Viz call it the boing boing fruit? Funimation called it the spring fruit. Boing boing just sounds stupid. Bellamy sprung himself towards Shoujo to pelt him in the abdomen.
Shoujo!
And yep, knocks him into the ocean.
Let's go. Load up the gold.
And then as Cricket's about to pass out, he flashes back to his memories of Shoujo and Mashura.
Boss, we found the gold! It's a bell-shaped ingot! See, it's just like in the ship's log. There's this part about the bell right here. Grow up, old man! Nolan's El Dorado was a fantasy. If you want to become a pirate of the new age, you better learn that dreams never come true!
Another flashback. El Dorado exists!
Wookie!
Settle down, you wrecked the house!
Hold on, pup, as Cricket stands up. A spinous rub that beats people's dreams out of them.
has no way to come as a pirate. Oh, and Bellamy looks with us this back with a sadistic stare. What did you say? And back in the jungle? That's no use. We didn't even get a feather from that bird. We saw one, but those bugs wouldn't let us near it. We had to run away. Shape up, you guys. There are seven of us and we got nothing. You shape up. You shape up, knucklehead. I'm spent. I can't run another step.
Joe!
Hey! As they look up and see the bird.
Joe, 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 Joe.
He's saying, you can't catch me. What, is he taunting us? I'll shoot you down. Joe, and his rings turn into arms, what?
Now, do you remember who's on the crew now?
Oh, right. Oh. Oh, and it smacks him down, and oh yeah, it's Nico Robbins. Joe, as long as I can see it. Oh.
Yeah, remember, Robin can sprout body parts at any distance in any location as long as she can see it. She usually uses hands. And then up, looks like the Straw Hats have already returned back to Mashira's, Cricket's house, as they found them beaten and bloodied. And Diamond Head Guy, Mashira, Shoujo! Who did this to them? Hey, help me! Okay! Look, the Going Merry! What the? Who would do such a... Oh my god, I forgot they even did that to the Going Merry. They ripped the fucking front off. Who would do such a thing?
Sorry. Hey, mister, you okay? I'm sorry. We failed. We couldn't stop them, but there's still time. We're sunrise. We could fix the ship and...
Hold it, mister, just tell us what happened.
It doesn't matter. It's nothing. You got the South Bird. Well done. That's good.
Luffy, the gold ingots are gone.
Yes, gone. It doesn't matter. Forget about them. You have to.
How can you say that? You died for 10 years to find that gold. You almost killed yourself for it. Quite. It doesn't matter. That's our problem. Listen, if the entire Monkey Mountain Allied Force gets you work preparing your ship, you can still make it. We'll have it ready by morning. You people get ready to sail. I will not fail. You're going up to the sky. Mister, now you better Luffy. They see what appears to be a insignia of a smiley face with a no.
It's Bellamy's Jolly Roger.
That's Bellamy's mark. Need help? No, I can handle him. No way, Luffy. Don't even think about doing anything crazy. We have to sail in just 3 hours. If I find the coast, I'll come to that town, right? Yes. Get where you're going. Don't do anything rash. You don't know who you're dealing with. If you want to stop him, you'll have to use this.
And Zoro hands him one of his swords.
Yeah. I'll be back by sunrise.
And that's the end of the chapter, where we just get like a little preview of Robin sprouting her arms to grab the bird.
Because Robin could grab me by any time.
We're starting on the next chapter. And that chapter is... Don't grab your bird. Chapter 232, The 100 Billion Berry Man.
And it's Nami hitchhiking with a very Latino-looking box.
I don't know. Coyote? All I can say is Nami in that outfit would. Well, then again, I would if she was, it doesn't matter what she's wearing. All right, so it is now your turn to end this last chapter of this episode. And we, you know what? We ended when I said, don't grab your bird. But what is this? What is the first character in the chapter doing?
He's grabbing his bird, taking a piss into the water.
That was an accident. I couldn't have predicted that.
They have some drunk pirate guy back in that town just pissing off the side of the dock. What a waste. Every drop I drink is coming out. What a waste, what a waste. Rest in peace. Thanks. Be to the gods of Grog. Not that there is such a thing. As a big pelican and mailman and comes.
It's the news coup. They're called news coups.
Oh, news coups. Ah, that's better. I'm dry as a bone and my bones just dry. I don't even have a drop of sweat left. As the news drops. Oh, the newspaper. I wonder what's happening in the world today. This ain't a newspaper.
build their wanted posters. What a lawless town. I'm taking tired of seeing more bad guys. Huh? You saw us wriggling some earlier today. Wanted to go to Sky Island. What a laugh. They were worth about $3 million or so. Oops. I must be drunker than I thought. No, let's see. Ones, tens, hundreds. It's as he looks at the wanted posters of Luffy and show him. 300s, 1000s, 10000s, 100000s, 10 millions. It can't be. I've had too much to think. 100,000 millions, 10 millions? 100 million berries? As he sweats profusely.
And then we cut to Luffy running through the other jungle to get back to Mock Town. 3 hours, Luffy. If we set sail any later than that, as he trips over a branch, we'll miss our only chance to get to the Sky Island. This man's probably been deep diving deep day after day without going about his body time to decompress. This is a battle with the man who ruined my life. Sorry. I'm sorry we failed. I couldn't stop them. Those creeps!
And back in town, Bellamy and his crew celebrate. Those monkeys were so funny. With those comical bodies and bloody faces and snot streaming from their noses, crying, boss, boss. If he was so precious to him, they should have protected him better, right? How lame. What could they do against you and Bellamy? The captain's one tough rookie. He's only got a bounty of 55 million berries on his head. The bad news! What's all this ruckus in the middle of the night? The guys who were... The ones who were here earlier, Bellamy, you're still here? You gotta hide, quick! You're in danger, they'll kill you! What are you talking about? Who's gonna kill me? I said, places in silence. But then, they all look nervous. 100 million? 60 million?
Those two guys from today are worth more than you are, Bellamy! Whoa, this is bad. We made fun of the wrong guys. You think they'll remember my face? We gotta get out of here. I've never met anybody that worth 100 million berries.
Hey. Look at you fools, wetting yourselves over a piece of paper. Are you blind? You saw them with your own eyes.
Uh-oh. And there's a familiar foot stepping outside the bar.
Made it. Haven't you ever heard of the pirates like that? Printing up fake wanted posters about himself to impress fools like you? Idiots take one look at that bounty and back down. They are scared to give up without a fight, even though they thought they could win. Just like you guys right now. You've seen how puny he is, but look at you. Disgusting.
Oh, so that's it. Blast those dogs for fooling us like that.
Bellamy's right. Anybody worth 100 million berries must have done some terrible deeds. So why ain't there nothing about him in the newspapers?
You're right. I never heard of no Straw Hat Gang. So that's it?
Curse and scared us like that. Bellamy, where are you? And they all spit their drinks.
And the silence rings out. Who wants to know? As Bellamy steps out of the tavern. Hey! And he's... So enough? It's Monkey D. Luffy standing on top of a large tower. Well, we were just talking about you. You got business with me? Yeah, give me the gold you took from the Diamond Head Men. Gold? You mean Old Man Cricket? As once again his legs turn to springs and he jumps up at Luffy.
Why should I return it? That loot I took as a pirate. You may be a pirate too, but you're in no position to make demands.
Sure I am. Those guys are my friends, and I'm taking their gold back.
Can you even fight? Do you even know how to throw a punch? What kind of coward like you do to me?
Well, that's him. No mistake. Are you still hanging on to that? Tear it up and throw it away. But if this poster's for real, if he really is worth 100 million berries, even Bellamy.
Ridiculous. Look at him. Does that kid look dangerous to you? 30 million would be too much for him. If you stand there shaking like you did earlier today, you won't be taking anything back from me, coward.
That was different. So what's changed this time? I'll teach you a lesson you won't forget as he jumped. I'm suffering enough for us to shatter the child to the tower. It'll only take a second as he jumps off the side of a clock tower. Spring snipe! As he enters towards Luffy, but he jumps up. Whoa, he comes right down, run! And crashes with enough for us to shatter the floor.
That wouldn't kill you. Spring hopper!
Oh, wait, whoa, he's up! And then Bellamy is now bouncing across the entire street.
Bellamy disappeared. This is just like we did the roast show of the executioner. You're their friend? Come to think of it, you're like a lot like that old man and those monkeys. You believe the 400-year-old lies of his full ancestor. What city of gold? What's the island? The age of dreaming is over. You're all disgraced to all pirates.
Oh, you want to see me land a punch? As Luffy cracks his knuckles.
Get him, Bellamy. That fool doesn't deserve to live in the real world. So long, Straw Hat, as he lunges towards Luffy and...
It's a spread shot of him... Oh, he sent Bellamy down in one hit. Yeah, Bellamy's missing a tooth and his blood is gushing from his face. So.
And his eyes are all white, which if you know your One Piece by this point, you know that what that means.
Yep, he's got his ass handed to him.
And guess what? That's the end of the chapter.
Oh, shit, seriously?
Yep, the end episode ended that way too.
Oh, okay, so I guess my turn to be the fan questioner.
Yep.
I'll dispense with the formalities. Why does Zoro wear his shorts on his right hip? They usually worn on the left.
Well, if Zoro doesn't weigh down his right side, he leans to the left casually. Okay, so now here's a question for me. In volume 21, chapter 194, Cutting Steel, you can see Zoro with his swords in his left hip, right? And on page 154, where are his scabbards? And is it true that hardly any of you readers noticed this obvious error? Yes, that's true. And is it also true that though aware of the mistake, it was left untouched for the simple reason that there were too many panels to fix? Yes, it is. Which inspires a haiku. Poor Oda Sensei is tired again today. Weather is so nice. Thank you very much, Sensei. Don't mention it.
I have a question for you. Oda Sensei, why is it that in the manga world, people always understand whatever language is being spoken no matter where they go? Chobi.
Because manga's about people's dreams.
Aww.
And that's the end of today's episode. So, Austin, I gotta get your thoughts on how things went this time around.
Yeah. I was not expecting them to become friends with those savage monkeys. And that sad backstory about Nolan and a liar. I can't imagine what it would be like if that was like your great-great-great-great-grandfather or something. And Bellamy, that was coming to him. He was talking about Luffy being an upstart weakling, but he went down in just one hit.
Yeah, it's a nice payoff from like that. Just watching them get the crap beaten out of them while they did nothing last time. It's a nice contrast. It's like he's all high and mighty, but all of a sudden one hit, he's down.
Yeah.
So
sweet karma.
Yep. And then we'll get to see how this all concludes in the next episode, episode 52, where we'll read the last four episodes of the last four chapters of the Jaya arc. Yes, that's right. You heard me. This is a short arc. So short that I don't have enough chapters to fill that episode. But I have an idea for something I'd like to do at the end of that episode. And I'll humor you about that when we get there next time. So thank you guys all so much for listening, and join us next time for when we read chapters. Oh God, I'm losing my place again. Join us next time for episode 52 of the podcast, where we'll read chapters 233 to 236 with a little special something I've been wanting to try at the end of that episode. I tried to see if maybe I can do this as one big episode, but I thought 9 chapters is just too big for one episode. So I got another idea instead. Till then, thank you guys again for listening. I've been John Mugiwara JM.
And I'm Jack Peanut.
And we'll see you guys next time. Remember, when binging the devil's fruit, make sure you enjoy it slowly. Take your time chewing it. And I got no segment for that. I had one. I was like, uh-oh, where did it go? I used the South Bird to find it. Maybe it went south. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Thank you for binging the Devil's Fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.